Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi, the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everyone.
So, start off and tell y'all, you know, we normally don't cuss around these parts, but we have a special guest tonight who uses all of the cursy words. So, if you're listening in your car, because you know, preference on this is a podcast. So, if you're listening in your car, if you're listening at work, you will hear profanity tonight and maybe some sexual innuendos. So prepare yourself and let's get ready to start off with the thirst buckets, right?
Yeah.
All right. Emily's here, y'all. We're holding her in the back. We're holding a hostage right quick. But let me introduce all y'all, you know, and then we'll introduce her. So first in the building was Tech King Mike. Welcome. Josie Muffin. Oh shit, I'm early. I hope you're back. Dewan Boone is in the building. Michael, our newest mod. Welcome. Barry Johnson's in the building. Hi there. And yes, the crew is back. We'll give you the story on how we met Emily in a second. Then I came through. Keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. Scroll.
That was really nice of you to say hi there. He said he's going back. He or she is going back and watching all of our previous podcasts.
Oh, that's nice. Shay Kennedy is in the building. Ray is here. Septian, no, we're not giving away any phones tonight. Sorry. Tech for Your Needs is here. Jake's Baby Cakes. I like that name. Look at our guest down there in the chat. Emily D. Baker.
Yeah.
Carrie Collins is here. Amanda Powell, welcome. All newbies are always welcome. And Tana came in kind of late. The owner of Popcorn World, we will discuss him during our stream. Yeah. The Bionic Scoop is in the building. Claire S. Bear, love your Abby.
Yeah.
Welcome. Hey, Kelly. Let's see. It's so talkative down here. Did I get lost?
Probably.
I probably did. Okay, there's... I'm caught up now. And... Hi there, Claire. Sneed is in the building. Sneed Mobile Tech. This is not going to be our normal, you know, we talking tech all night. Emma is in the building.
Hi.
Happy Thursday, Emma. Mm-hmm. And I think I've made it to the... LaShawn is here. Holla at your boy. Hey. Welcome.
And Lori Marlai.
Oh, where? Okay, you caught it.
Hey.
Sorry, I missed Lori. Lori's one of our original, you know, peoples. She's been supporting us for a while.
Yes. So, like to introduce our special guest. She is the badass lawyer, legal commentator of the Get Legit Law and Shit podcast. She's been a licensed attorney for over 15 years and is a former prosecutor. So yeah, she knows some shit. Her community talks facts and not fuckery. Introducing Emily D. Baker!
Yay!
Hey,
welcome! Oh, the gang is all here
the
again.
Gang is all here. It's so good to see you guys. So
good too.
Yes. Yay! What's up, Rich Lux? I just saw him pop into the chat.
Hey,
we're gonna be talking tech, friend.
Mm-hmm.
And
my
hubby
here as well, Mr. MC Lux and Lightning.
Guys, it's so good to see you. I mean, it's been our YouTube journeys have been like before Gigi had a YouTube channel. Back when Easy was like, hey, we do a ladies takeover. And I'm like, I'm cool for this every week, but I'm going to need some wine. And then
Yes. There
was like a shots for super chats period of wine.
Yes.
Oh, the shame.
The memories. And now we're all here. And it's so good to get to live stream with my friends who have, you guys, for those of you coming over from my channel, who have had me on their channels since well before many people knew who I was on the internet. And we get to talk tech, which is my favorite thing. I didn't know what a Huawei was until I met Kimmy. I'm like, a Huawei? She's like, a Huawei. I'm like, how do you do that? She's like, eBay. It's not hard, girl.
Exactly.
What's up,
all
Rachel?
Gadgets. All the gadgets, all the dongle shade, all the dongle jokes.
Oh, the dongles. How many people didn't know what a dongle was before Emily came on talking the dongle talk?
Dexter, I saw Dexter Cumberbatch in the chat, and every time we talk about the dongles, he's like, Emily Dongle Baker. I'm like, truth story. Yes. Which I have beef about this iPhone. We need to talk dongles in this iPhone because I have comments about it, but we'll get there.
All right. Yeah, we could get into it now. I mean, there really is.
I definitely thought about you when I broke out the pink sand case in the solo loop band today.
It's fire. I had to go with a clear case.
I got a clear case.
I need MagSafe pop sockets. Like, I need pop socket to get it together. I need MagSafe pop sockets immediately. I am loving this phone, but I'm also annoyed. I had to travel. Traveling right now is really stressful. Having to find a lightning cable when everything else in my fucking life is now USB-C.
USB Type-C.
Made me pissed. Like, I was super angry. And then I was angry because they're like, oh, everybody's got the bricks, so we're not putting the bricks in the box. And now we got the skinny little box over here somewhere, the skinny ass box. Mm-hmm. But they put a USB-C to lightning cord in it. But everybody's bricks are USB-B, not USB-C.
That's because they want you to buy the more expensive brick. Yeah. Yeah. Because they figure everybody has the smaller brick and everybody should have a to lightning cable. Mm-hmm. So let's put in that one, which I remember talking about it with Gigi. She's like, that's actually better for me because I would have had to have bought that cable anyway. So she's glad that it came with it.
I like it too, but I'm going to need it to just be USB-C to USB-C.
Well, here's what happened to me, Emily.
Tell me.
I have all the bricks because I have the laptops for the Huawei laptops and stuff. And so I got my MagSafe. I haven't put out that video yet, but I'm going to do a video on my MagSafe because it charges both of my devices, my Samsung and my Apple. But I didn't have a 20-watt.
Yes.
So you're like dongle bags for days and not it's the right
still, it, well, it will still work. It's just super slow without the 20-watt. But I had a credit on Amazon. I was like, well, I can get it for $5. So I'll get it for $5. Get it.
I've got the one that came with the iPad Pro, but literally like the Nintendo Switch, all the things I use regularly are now USB-C. My laptop, the iPad Pro, my headphones, my Nintendo Switch, like those are the things that matter the most in my life especially when I travel. So to have to dig through to find that lightning cable for the phone, I'm like, why are we still doing this? Why are we still fucking with this right now? Like, why aren't we just on USB-C?
Yeah. And I remember before, like, people were still transitioning from micro USB to C. So it didn't really like affect people that there was a lightning. But with all of the things now that is basically USB-C, they just need to get with the program. Yep. And it's like, what is it that you're trying to do, Apple? Is your profit
you're using it on the iPad, so why not,
right?
Is your profit more important than, you know, inconveniencing people? Like, make it make sense.
Let's not get Eric in here on this.
Oh, we can't even say make it make sense without me getting back into Twitter beef with like, make it make sense, make it make sense, Emily. I'm like,
it's like
she's ruined it for me and I'm pissed.
I know.
Don't worry. Yeah. If you guys haven't been following along with my channel, I promise I will not digress. But anyway.
No, I feel you. It's like, you know, if you listen and read, then it will make sense. Just saying.
Emily's going to be my podcast because Emily goes live while I'm at work. And I'm like, I can't watch right now. I can't even help Mod right now because I want to get over there and help Mod. But I'm like, I'm at work. Maybe
it's
on a Friday.
It's been a fun community to mod, even when I'm in, because I do a lot of premieres with live chat. It's not wild. Like, our community is really, we get people that come over topically, like when I talked about the election lawsuits. So people will come over just for that topic that aren't really members of the community. Some are, some just come in for the topic and they will stir stuff up. And the mods are like, nope, nope. And the community's like, nope, nope. And then off they go.
Yes.
That's hilarious. Hey,
it's fair.
LD, I got it with the trade-in.
Yeah. We live that trade-in life. I love that trade-in life.
So I'm excited. I think that intuitive to reduce climate is really cool, but it would have been perfect if there was an option to get one for free with the purchase of an iPhone.
Yeah, I think they really tried with the environmental, like, hey, we're going to ship them faster. They put that poor woman up on the roof. Like, I'm still not over.
Yeah.
I'm still not over. I think her name's Lisa, being stuck up on the roof. Like, I was tweeting about it. I'm like,
right.
Why are they putting homegirl on the roof? Like, can't they let her? Like, everybody else is in this gym or this beautiful house set up, and she's on the roof going, we've got this new environmental thing, and the boxes are slimmer, and more of them ship, and blah, blah, blah. The whole time, I'm like, why is she on the roof? Why is she on the roof? I'm terrified that she's on the roof. I had anxiety watching her be on the roof. Like, they're swooping in with the drone shots. I was nervous. Like, I couldn't see her being.
See, I enjoy all the stuff like that, but I didn't
into the roof.
I don't think she needed to be on the roof.
I don't think so either.
You know what I was impressed about? I wasn't even impressed that she was on the roof. I was impressed that her audio quality was really good. I didn't hear any wind.
I didn't hear any wind at all. Maybe could she have been fake on the roof?
Probably.
Movie magic. Hey, I was gonna say, now this is one of LaShawn's people right here. He's talking about the pixels.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, LaShawn, he's all about that pixel. Mm-hmm. So have you heard about what happened with Apple? And they're going to be giving developers, instead of charging them 30% of the, you know, 15. Whatever, is going to be 15%. But the caveat is the developers have to be a company that makes less than $1 million.
Look at her face. Look at her face.
I've been really deep into like Britney Spears and legal stuff. Wait a second. So if you make under $1 million, they're going to give you less money?
They're going to take less money.
They're going to take less money from you. So you get more money.
Yes, they're going to take less money from you.
So if you make over $1 million, then they're going to take
30%.
30%?
Yes.
Okay. So isn't every app developer just going to have an individual LLC for each app they do? I mean, what everybody does, isn't everybody going to be like, this is this company, and this is this company, and this is this company?
So for those who did not come for tax advice, this is not tax advice. This is just speculatory territory. But I think that might be really good.
I mean, I think that's what some companies will do. I mean, obviously the larger companies, it's not going to matter for them, and they will probably lobby. Is Apple's like stated purpose in that they want to encourage smaller developers to be able to make it in the App Store?
Well, it's because of the whole Epic and Apple thing that's going on, because they're beefing right now.
Well,
and
Epic is no longer fucked up. I'm just Epic.
They went against their contract, basically. So they're doing this because Apple is going to have to go to court soon, and they're going to want to show like, hey, you know, Epic, they just make too much money, and they should be able to pay their fair share to upkeep the App Store. You know,
we're in trying times, and we need to help these smaller businesses. Exactly. Giving them a break.
That's most likely going to be their new defense. Yeah. Versus the defense was everybody's charged 30%. You're no different. And then it was, but what about Amazon? When I buy something on Amazon, I'm not paying 30%. When I do a super chat, you guys are only taking a penny. So it's not like that across the board.
I mean, YouTube definitely gets their coin on what creators make.
Mm-hmm.
And they just updated that as well. I've been going through the new terms of service where they're going to put ads on channels that aren't
monetized.
Yeah. And just keep it.
YouTube is gonna make sure that they eat no matter what. YouTube is like, we gonna eat all day.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So Michael put in the chat that it's 15% of the first million, then 30% above a million. I think obviously some apps are going to make that, and it's just gonna be, but I think smaller app developers might absolutely break those out into smaller companies. We'll see what they do.
Or they might have multiple LLCs for different apps, like you said.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I really think that people would just break it out and be like, okay, well, this is this company, this is that company. We're not all one big tech development company, so the apps themselves are different.
Yeah.
Unless they did it by app. If they just did it by app, then people wouldn't try to game the system. So I think we'll see how it does it. But yeah, the Apple Epic stuff. Look, the Apple terms of use are kind of finite, and they don't fuck with that. So if you're gonna try to reroute people around paying for in-app purchases outside payment, Apple's not going to dig it. And then I love that Google kind of jumped on the bandwagon, was like, us too.
Yeah.
You can't do that to us either. It's like, but, oh, okay, Google.
And then Yeah, I know, because a lot of times Google doesn't really care, but they're just like, oh, well, you know, we want to make sure that Google is going to be the search of choice for Apple. So let's band together on this one.
I mean, and Apple is all over that Google lawsuit, the Google monopoly lawsuit, because Google pays like 15% of Apple's annual revenue comes from Google paying them for placement.
Yes.
These two companies are so intermingled that there's not a lot that can be done with that. So I'm not surprised.
They in bed. That's where they are. I caught them. We just caught them. We just turned on the lights. Oh, found you there.
There's Google.
They're like hiding their bits.
Hey, Courtney. Good to see you.
Hey.
I love that people are coming over to hang out and say hi and hang out with me and my friends.
Oh.
Hey.
I feel like I didn't hold my part. Usually we drink together, Emily.
It's okay. I haven't really gotten to drink. Like last week, things were going on, and I missed Friday Night Live and didn't get to drink. So tonight's my evening to get to kind of drink on the internet, and I don't have a lot more work to do because Shopify's still trying to fix my crashed Shopify store. And so
yeah,
we're just gonna like read some terms of use and go to bed tonight.
That was crazy. We're gonna hang out happened with Shopify because, you know, it's been going so well for you all this time, and then it's just crapped out when it's like merchandise. I don't know.
Yeah, we were ready.
It's like things, physical things. No, thank you. I'm gonna
stick to dongles.
Yeah, right.
What are you gonna do? Yeah. What are you gonna do? So, I've got my wine. I've got my basic ass white wine because I'm not gonna hide the fact that I'm basic, and I've got my pumpkin popcorn.
Ooh, pumpkin spice.
Yep.
We're twinsies.
Very excited about it. So we've got our popcorn ready.
I have my popcorn too. I just mixed them all up. This is all my children left me. This is all they left me.
What is in there? What are the different flavors that you've got going?
So these are all the vegan taste tests. So salt and vinegar. Look how big these bags are.
Yeah, I need some salt and vinegar in my life. I'm going to have to order some.
Salt and vinegar.
I'm going to use Kimmy's link too.
Dill pickle.
The dill pickle bomb.
Mm-hmm. Barbecue.
Very nice.
Jerk.
Love it.
And hot wings with ranch.
Ooh.
Yeah, that one is my favorite. And these are all vegan flavors. And I gave a lot of feedback to LB about, you know, the ingredients and all that stuff. But let's see your thoughts live. And Gigi.
I want to know, what have you tasted any yet, Emily?
I have. I've eaten almost the entire bag.
I haven't even tasted the pumpkin.
Oh, let's do it.
This is fresh out of the freezer.
If you have the sweet
flavors of Popcorn World, stick them in the freezer, Emily.
Okay, I will.
It adds to the flavor.
I will.
It doesn't freeze.
We tried the Oreo cheesecake, and my oldest tried to run away with it, and I was like, get your skinny ass back here. I will kill you. You do not get to run away with the Oreo cheesecake. My youngest loves the caramel, just the kind of straight up salted caramel one.
Yeah. Barry, can you post a link?
I put the link in the description.
Well, I was going to put it up on the screen because people are asking about it in the chat.
Yeah.
It smells so good.
I can't put the description in the chat right
we're
now.
We're just helping. He's like, what is happening? And we're like, we're just loving on your popcorn. Jake's Baby Case, 250 different popcorn flavors. And the link's going to be in the chat. And your girl, Gigi, has a link.
I have a coupon code for everybody who's here tonight. Just because I like y'all so much.
Michael, order popcorn. The Oreo popcorn is legit incredible. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Cheers.
They do ship to Canada.
They do.
I can't. Gigi, we need to eat the things.
Okay. Yes.
So good. I love it.
Yeah?
It's pumpkin spice. And it reminds me of like the pumpkin spice cookies from like Trader Joe's that aren't overwhelmingly fake pumpkin spice. They're just like a hug of pumpkin spice.
I was concerned when I saw how coated it was, though. I will say that.
No,
I thought it was cheese. I'm like, I thought you said I didn't get any savory ones. But wow, I'm jealous. I want one.
Okay, so wow.
So good. And yes, I'm eating pumpkin spice
really
popcorn
easy
with
for
wine.
Y'all.
I can't get any more basic.
Although my name is Gadget Goddess, I'm called Kimmy. You see the key on my, like, the K on my chest. So the code, I'm gonna put that in the chat too. Use code KYMMI and you will get 20% off of your order.
There you go.
Very simple.
Yeah. So you guys got the exclusive for coming on this chat.
For everybody who watched me open this on Instagram today, they're like, there's a code. I'm gonna have to go update my story and put your code on my Instagram story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna use the code. Jake's Baby Case, the Oreo is so good. There's also a Snickers one that we haven't opened yet because I wanted to eat the Oreo first, but it looks absolutely incredible.
Been eating this I've been eating this stuff for over a year now. My absolute favorite flavor is crab legs. Ranch Doritos is a nice second though.
Ooh.
Any flavor of popcorn you can think of, they probably have.
Which is amazing. And do like the seasonal flavors like the pumpkin spice. And LB's part of the Wired Wednesday crew, part of the tech crew.
My favorite flavor is Dreamsicle. It's like, it tastes just like a creamsicle. It tastes so good.
So good.
My favorite candy bar is Butterfingers. Tell me how you can make Butterfingers taste better. That's some voodoo. That's some
by
voodoo.
By adding popcorn. We used to joke. So one of the DAs I worked
from Twitch. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was talking about this person from Twitch. We get the most random people. Why does Dr. Pepper come in bottles? I can't tell you.
Dr. Pepper come on popcorn? Maybe that's a better question.
But popcorn? LB does have an eggnog. I don't know if it's out yet because it's a seasonal flavor. He's in the chat, I believe. Oh, that's it. So he can probably answer that.
Yep. Yeah. He was in the chat earlier.
He loves answering popcorn questions.
I ain't gonna lie. I harassed him for months for the pumpkin spice. I've been asking for this since like late September.
You can thank Gigi for it.
The pumpkin spice came out for Starbucks in August this year. So
it's, oh word.
I mean, the pumpkin spice are gone. Most of the pumpkin things at Starbucks are gone now, but I have
one this week. It's just location.
Yep. I now have my popcorn. I was going to tell you a Butterfinger story. One of the DAs I worked with for years and years, her mom worked at one of the Butterfinger factories. So she always had bags and bags and bags of candy in her office. And when we would miss lunch, we would joke that justice ran on Butterfinger because we would eat Butterfingers for lunch all the freaking time. Like the DA's office ran on Butterfingers in Long Beach for years. It was awesome and not healthy at all.
Yeah.
Mesquite sounds really good.
But any of the bacon flavors, minus bacon cheddar, have pieces of bacon in the popcorn. So bacon barbecue has bacon. Loaded baked potato has bacon in the popcorn. Bacon parmesan.
Loaded baked potato, y'all. Anyway.
The flavors, they're just so good. Like, really, for real.
So good. Hey, tech-loving mama. Hey, good girl. To see you, friend.
Spiked eggnog is coming. Okay, y'all see it? That's the owner right there telling you that spiked eggnog is coming.
LB, what up? I'm excited. So, what are we thinking of the new phones, ladies?
Well, I didn't buy it. I still have my iPhone XR. I love my rose gold Note 20, and I'm happy with 2020.
That's what you're using.
Okay, so which clear case do you have, Emily? I have one with glittery pieces.
This one is not glittery bits, because here's what happened. Where did everybody go? Everybody disappeared. I was like, wait, where are my friends? I'm all by myself. This is a peel case. I ordered two of them, but the first one I got ripped. And so when I was testing this out in my hotel, the case like ripped all in the bottom, but it is a very plain clear case. This phone is so pretty. Phone is so pretty. Yeah, I really just want to use it. Oh, I like the sparkles.
And they have different color sparkles. Like this is silver. I thought it looked better with the blue.
Yeah.
But they have gold and I think they have maybe a pink or something.
I mean, this gold is so pretty. I just don't want to put a case on it, but I also don't trust my life. Like
there's the guy that brought us all together.
I'll die.
What's up?
Yay!
He's our papa.
I know. I feel like easy brings good things together on the internet, and I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So, and if you guys don't follow Easy, that's how we all met, was on his ladies takeover that then became Wine Wednesday, that then became Wired Wednesday, that just
it's still Wednesday.
It's still Wednesday.
Yeah,
it evolves. Easy, it's good to see you.
I'm glad you came closer. Emily was so West Coast, and I can't make it because of the time.
I know. That's what killed Wine Wednesday for me, was my kids' fucking soccer practice.
My kids' fucking soccer practice. Fuck that soccer practice.
There is nothing worse than sitting at soccer practice in the winter when it starts getting cold earlier and you're like in a lawn chair and they're six and running around chasing a ball and like tackling each other. It is painful. Mm. I am not a huge soccer fan. I like kids' sports, y'all. Mm-hmm. Watching kids play soccer,
I was gonna say, it's hilarious. All kids' sports are hilarious, just to watch them. So,
let me ask you about soccer. I know that usually, like, when kids start doing sports, you start taking lots of pictures of them. By when was it that you were like, you know what, I don't need to take a picture for this whole game? Like,
not very long in. Like, I would get like one at the beginning of the season, like a couple in the middle, and I have some huge cameras, like with the huge lenses and stuff.
Yeah.
But then it got too heavy, and then I was like, you know what? The iPhones got so good. I was like, we've got some little snippets. We proved that it happened. I also really try when I'm out and about to not be on my phone all the time and just to enjoy my kids playing soccer. So,
oh,
I love
you,
Easy. We love you. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. Yeah. Somebody just asked if this is your first winter on the East Coast.
Well, I went to UMass Amherst for undergraduate for a year and a half. So I have spent winters on the East Coast. This will be my first winter with my family in Tennessee. So we will see. Today was definitely windier. My kids are like, why are my lips so dry? I'm like, right. Because we don't live in California anymore. And when the temperature changes, all the humidity disappears right out of the air. So
right.
They're learning how to deal with school having air conditioning on sometimes and then heating on sometimes. And it's well, until school shut today because of a COVID outbreak. But before that, they were learning. So
yeah,
it's our first, but I know it's not going to be a Massachusetts winter. And I'm really thankful for that because damn.
Yeah, I was in those Massachusetts winters. No.
Yeah, both of y'all were up there. See, I'm in North Carolina, so I'm cool.
It's fall for a little bit and it's gorgeous. And then it's like muddy and then it's frozen and then it's frozen some more. And then like your nose hairs freeze. And then just when you think it's over, it gets muddy again. And then it's spring.
I used to, when I lived in Massachusetts, I didn't have locks. I had curly hair. And so I would put coconut oil on my hair. It was so cold that the coconut oil would freeze my hair. It would be like this.
We've had some teenage weather. Would freeze. And mine would freeze too.
Yeah, I would have water polo practice and pull on like a beanie, but all the hair that like stuck out of my beanie wet would freeze. And then if we would go to the dining hall after practice to eat, it would all thaw and like drip down your back. It was fucking disgusting.
Yeah. So my problem too is that the oil would sometimes drip down to my shirt.
Yep.
And it would kind of like dissipate away, but the cold made it turn white. So it looked like I had some on my shirt. And it's like, what did you do last night? I was like, nothing.
Different kind of working.
Well, hi there. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes. I'm in Florida right now.
I am in Middle Tennessee.
Tennessee.
So we're only an hour different now when we used to be hours.
I know. Being on the West Coast is definitely, the time difference is real for sure. Yep.
Emily, I just want to say how proud I am of you. This is the first time you did an unboxing and the phone didn't fall.
I know.
I'm also proud that you made.
I was going to say I'm proud of her because her channel exploded.
Well, no, I didn't drop my phone. It is a big deal. It everything falls when I unbox.
I dropped mine for you. How about that?
Yeah. It's true. You did drop
it. Did. It wasn't on my unboxing, but my second video.
Yeah,
it happens.
It was an
and I didn't drop the iPad either when I unboxed it, just the pen. Like the pen kept falling, and that still happens. But It was. I mean, we've been unboxing phones since the iPhone 6.
I went to college in Fayetteville.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I know you said that you wanted to get an iridescent knife, unboxing knife.
I need to buy one. I need to go on Amazon.
So if any knife companies are watching right now,
I do. I need.
I constantly
unboxing knife.
I grab whatever
I can. Knife.
Just get a steak knife. I use a plastic knife on.
I mean,
my
I have the unboxing knife,
mm-hmm.
which is definitely, you know, it's also a family weapon at this point. But also, I use we've got all of the. You don't have to make me big, but we've got all of this. Like, no one is taking my office.
He didn't say that about your knife. But it fit what was going on at the moment. So I was like, I gotta stick this up.
I love this knife. I mean, it's really, it's a hiking knife, but also, you know, used to drive home late. It's always good to have a knife.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. I keep one in my car.
Yep.
It's one that cuts the seatbelt if you get in an accident. It's like a multi-faceted knife.
This is a suggestion Bob and Karen Kennedy made. You should bedazzle your
own. Yes.
That's one way to make it iridescent. You
know? I mean, we could definitely make it iridescent that way. That would be fun.
Iridescent everything.
Look.
Yay!
I had a problem before I got this cup, but all the iridescent. I'm so basic.
Yeah, remember you dressed up as a basic bitch for Halloween?
I did. I mean, we're gonna make fun of it.
We have all of the memories. Yeah, I won't mention other things that we have on stream because, you know, trolls. But either way.
No, the thing is, though, we don't need to send people searching the internet.
Right.
Because now people will actually do that to find the things.
Right. That's why I said I won't even tell the story.
Those but who were there were there.
Everybody else missed it. All right.
The only thing I can say is that I posted the link to the playlist of the videos that was Wine Wednesday.
Well, if somebody finds things in those videos, then they do. We had a lot of fun today. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, hi there. North Carolina's like that period. We call it bipolar weather. So you will have the 80 degree day and it'll be snowing, you know, the same week. So it just varies. But our snow doesn't stay. That's the one good thing. It's pretty snow.
Yeah.
It's gone.
That's exactly what I've been told about Middle Tennessee. Like, you get to see it snow, but then it goes away. That's my kind of snow. When we decided to move, people are like, well, you know, people like Minnesota. I'm like,
hell no.
The whole north part of the country, we're like, nope. We noped right out of the north, and we noped too far out of the south because hurricanes. Look, when you come from California, the earthquake PTSD is real. And I was like, I can't. Hurricanes would stress me the fuck out. I can't. I can't. And I watch all my friends in New Orleans, and they're just like, it just is. And I'm like, this year's been awful. It's been awful. Like, I can't.
When you did your podcast explaining about why you moved to Tennessee, I'm like, this was the most rational thought process I have ever heard for someone moving. Usually it's like, oh, I moved because of my job, or oh, I moved because there was somebody hot over there and I gotta go see them. You was like, I was thinking about the geographic and this is, I'm like, damn. Okay.
Like, we needed the taxes. We needed the less people. We needed the geography. We needed the Trader Joe's, the Louis Vuitton, the Apple Store, the not 5 feet of snow, the not the hurricanes.
You're forgetting the last one. The good internet.
The good internet. The good internet was number one. Because there are places near, once you get out from where we are in the city, there are places on satellite internet still. Like, the country is still on satellite internet. So when we were looking to move, we were like, okay, who's got gigabit internet? And that's where we ended up kind of in that Franklin area, because easy to get places, still not a ton of people, all the things.
Yes. All the things. Tesla things.
Tesla things. We needed Tesla service. I love my fucking car so much.
Yeah. And it's funny because usually people are like, for YouTubers, the subs come and then the Tesla, but you had the Tesla first and then the subs.
Because lawyer, like, people are like, oh, it's like the are you flexing the YouTube lifestyle? I got that comment a couple times on Instagram. I'm like, no, this is the lawyer lifestyle. I just transitioned onto YouTube. I already had the stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the stuff already came.
And I remember you were saying, yeah, I got, this is my car. I'm getting this car. This is me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I bought it for my company bought it for me for my 40th birthday. So it was one of those, it was more of an entrepreneur flex than like a, but apparently the YouTubers love them, a Tesla. It's the new cool car to have. So
yeah, you're the kind of person that, see, you're us three, we're so good about tech, not just like the specs, but just how does it affect us in our daily lives. So when you made that video about your Tesla car making fart sounds, I had so much life that day. I needed this in my life. Like, thank you so much for showing me how I can make a Tesla individually make certain seats fart. It was the best thing ever. And if you're not following Emily on Instagram, you should, okay? There's so many behind the scenes things on there. Because, you know, she's doing her, you know, facts, not fuckery thing on YouTube. But on the Instagram, if you want to get to know Emily,
it's definitely the behind the scenes over on Instagram. And I love tech. I'm also, like, I grew up in California. I lived most of my life in California. And so there is an environmental lean towards, like, hey, we all live here. let's try to keep it cool. And I also don't love buying cars. So I wanted to get a new car to never have to buy another car again. So the updates over the air and the fact that they don't change the body style like every 6 months. So you're like, oh, that's the old one. You know, like Apple, it's like, you can tell, it's like, oh, that's the old phone. Like, I can tell it's the old phone. Tesla's like, nah, this is what we're doing. This is the body style, deal with it. We change the interior a little and that's it. And then it updates over the air. I think it's brilliant. It can give me longevity of a car that I don't ever have to buy another car. And I just love it. Dwayne, you should get one. They're amazing.
Because Dwayne buys so everything.
Fun.
Dwayne has all of the phones. Let me tell you. Yeah. He has all of the devices.
The tech in that car. And the engineers that work at Tesla are nerdy as fuck. And they, which is why the car farts, and you can play Cuphead and you can play Beach Buggy Racer. And so even though you do have to charge it because it's electric, you don't have to smell gas stations, which I love. And you get to play all kinds of fun games on it. And most, there are some douchey Tesla people. I'm not going to say there aren't, but most Tesla people are pretty cool. So when you stop at charging stations, most people are pretty chill, and it's nice to just have a little bit of community for a minute. And other people get involved in the tech of the car when they've never seen one before, and they want to see the doors do like the door thing. Mm-hmm. And they want to talk about what it's like to have an electric car and the tech inside it, and that it updates over the air. And I think it's going to push other car manufacturers to update over the air like that. Cause it's when Ford's like, hey, we updated our maps. Give me $500, bring it into service. Fuck you, Ford.
Yeah. Fuck you, Ford. I fucking hate that shit. It gets me so mad.
Yeah.
Another update that you were talking about was that you can play YouTube on the screen, right?
I can watch YouTube. So when I'm charging, I can watch YouTube, Hulu, Netflix on the screen. So you can kind of pick. So before we moved into our house, when we were still at the hotel in the area didn't have a charger, but there was a supercharger nearby. So my kids are like, Mom, where are you going? I'm like, I've got to go charge the car and watch Real Housewives with my seats heated by myself. So.
Oh, it's darky. I don't think we have a lot of charging places either, but where I park at work, there definitely is one there.
And there are a lot of, even if they are not Tesla proprietary chargers, there are chargers for electric vehicles that you can use. So when we were doing our road trip across the country before we moved in the car, when we got into Arkansas, there weren't any Tesla superchargers, but we had the adapter to use the other ones.
LeBaron, you're halfway there. You got the iPhone.
And you can drive your car with your iPhone, and you can make it drive to you and pick you up in the rain with your iPhone. So when you're at Target and it rains in the summer and you're not aware, you can just get out your phone and drive your car to the front of the Target to pick you up. So good.
My husband is in the chat telling everybody that he's broke so that he
won't. Just, husband's angling for new stuff, it sounds like.
He's like, welcome, I can get you the Tesla.
The new ones are not... The Model 3s and the X, the Ys are not insane. It's just, then you get into the, do you want to charge it at home? Do you want to pay to charge it at home? That kind of thing. And that becomes does it work out for less than gas? So
I mean, obviously it's going to affect your electric bill, but.
It does. But our electric here is less than it was in LA. And we have free supercharging for life with my car. And then you can use, you can use affiliate codes to do it. So if I go charge, I can charge free anywhere. And then if I have it at home, it does raise my electric bill, but not a ton. It cost about $250 to put in the charger because it's a 240. We needed a 240 outlet. And so that's what the electrician charged. And it cost less than gas to charge it at home. So I haven't broken down the exact numbers because our electric bill is not that high. And it's hard for me to gauge the difference between our home in California, because we were in a 900 square foot home in SoCal and the electricity cost more. And now we're in almost a 4,000 square foot home in Tennessee running AC and heat and the electric. But our electric bill is not much more than our electric bill was in California for a substantially different size home. Yeah. Because Tennessee.
So you said 4,000.
I said almost.
I saw your kitchen and I was like, wow, that's really nice. So now I'm like, oh, that's a sliver. That's like a sliver.
We have, I mean, it is a new construction. We sold our home in California and we both of us worked forever to buy our homes in California. We were lucky to be able to sell a home and buy our home and then sell it again. And it is a blessing to be able to move to a state where homes are more affordable. Our home in California, oh, Michael, you meant 900 square feet? 900 square feet in California. 900 square feet. 900. Because in California, price per square foot of real estate is anywhere in my area. It was between 900 a square foot to up to 2,000 per square foot. And Tennessee averages in my area, and we're kind of in the bougie bit, but in my area, like 125 to 200 a square foot is just...
Email says you can house the whole chat.
I mean, we love this house. It's definitely a dream house. Having my own office has been a dream. We have a guest room. We have more than two bathrooms with four people, which is lovely. Like, that's goals. Because when you get home, like, everybody in my house has to poop at the same time. Like, sorry, TMI.
But with being on a schedule.
Two kids and two bathrooms became challenging. Though I have lots of friends that do it with one bathroom, it can be a challenge. So we're blessed. The boys have, our upstairs has a gym, a game room that's like all of our gaming stuff, the boys' bedrooms, and then the boys' bathrooms. So the kids can really take themselves upstairs and do their thing. And my husband and I have the downstairs floor of the house with our sitting room and living room and dining room.
It would make quarantining not so bad. You don't have to see people.
It's definitely a little easier. Quarantine in 900 square feet where I was working in my garage, we were homeschooling two kids and my husband was closing and selling a business because of COVID was a fucking shit show. We also had terrible internet. So me trying to work plus both kids trying to be on Zoom lessons, I was like, we're not going to survive this, you guys. And then when we sold that business, we were like, you know what? It's time to move. We're out.
Time to go.
Yeah. My parents didn't love it, but I'm pretty happy they were supposed to come visit, and then all of the COVID, and I was just bummed. I'm sorry. Wait, Josie Muffin in the chat just said, Salts just tweeted that he thinks KJ tried to hack his Instagram. We're going to have to go on. God.
So is KJ a hacker? Is that?
No, she's the without a crystal ball chick that's getting sued by Toddie Westbrook. Saltzy is Toddie's Westbrook's lawyer.
So they think she paid somebody to hack him?
I don't know. I've never seen a lawsuit. I've seen crazy shit happen in gang cases that I prosecuted in Long Beach. Because the thing about the gangs in Long Beach is they all kind of know each other. It's a community. Like, everybody knows who everybody is. Everybody knows their mom and them. Like, it's everybody knows everybody's cousins and play cousins and all the things. I have never seen shit like this case playing out. Up with like YouTube Karen. Like, I have never. YouTube she has Karen. Threatened to sue the entire right. drama community. She has emailed people to take down videos about her and CC'd her YouTube manager. Like, I don't know anybody who has a YouTube manager, but I guess that's like a 100K thing. I don't know. But she.
Catwoman, we got to look into that.
We all need YouTube managers. She tried. So she emailed all these other channels saying, take your shit down about me, CCing her YouTube manager. She has tweeted at YouTube help to try to take people's channels down, mine included. She's gone buck fucking wild. And I've in the middle of a lawsuit. all of this is going to come into court.
And deleting stuff too, right?
And deleting stuff.
Yeah.
And deleting stuff. And no, I didn't say allegedly because I saw the receipts. When you go on Twitter and tweets are gone, you're like,
always keep receipts.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the internet, so everything lives forever. But a screenshot is a screenshot is a screenshot.
A screenshot is a screenshot. That's, I talked about it today with the Britney Spears stuff. People are like, oh, those death threats are faked. I'm like, they're screenshots. Don't come at me with those are fake.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, all of those death threats are not fake. I know you might want them to be, but they're not.
People can be really nasty on the internet, not only in the internet, but like in real life, you know, especially in 2020 when everybody's just so mad. They just put out their frustration where like the best place to be anonymous is.
People,
it's horrible.
It's wild. I mean, I've been watching what's going on this afternoon with Charli D'Amelio, the TikToker. She's like 16. Trisha Paytas is coming for her. She's lost like a million followers on TikTok. I'm like, Trisha, you're a grown-ass woman and we've all seen your asshole on Twitter. Leave the 16-year-old alone. Jesus Christ.
She's so fucking bored. I don't fucking understand. Like, what the hell? First and foremost,
I don't even know.
She's not even
I'm not even on TikTok. I'm
sorry.
Like,
the tech crew is like, did we used to talk tech? I'm sorry.
Look, I'm lost with y'all, but I'm listening. Yeah, we used to talk about everything, not just only tech. Yeah,
we talked about everything. Easy was always so patient. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, no, there is some YouTube drama going down right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were you talking about Jacqueline Hill?
Yep.
And you were breaking it down. I'm like, whoa, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And you're like, and then now she's going to have her married name, her maiden name. And so what's going to happen to her married name?
I am shocked that she still is using Hill, by the way. I thought that was so strange. But it's just the YouTube drama is kicked off next level. Next level.
I always think about these things too, Josie. What if the things I did when I was young, like we didn't have social media and stuff like that, I would have fucked my life up.
Good God. Good God. I would have been canceled 6 times and buried. Like, good God, the things we did. Because that's what you're supposed to do as a kid. Like, you need that growth phase. Teenagers kind of learn, like, they act like assholes and then somebody checks them and is like, that's not how you act as you grow. And they're like, oh, my brain's not fully developed yet. It's why juveniles are in juvenile court. Their brains aren't developed yet. It's also why social media and kids and fame is a very weird thing for me. But just.
I'm not going to lie, though. I've had Facebook temper tantrums at like the age of 22 or something like that. I got called out for it. And I learned real quick not to do that shit ever again.
Yeah, I have too. But you learn.
Yes, exactly. The problem is people who make a mistake, apologize, and then do it again or just do it worse. I don't understand that, Katie, girl. It doesn't make any sense to me. It is beyond me.
Same. So I feel bad for the young, kind of the young celebrities of like TikTok and what have you. And I know they think they want that, but also people love to watch you fall. And so when she had a dinner thing, Charli D'Amelio, she's a TikToker. She's like 16. She has a sister. Her sister is a TikToker. They all roll with James Charles. Her family moved to LA so they could be famous, whatever. But she had this little like YouTube video where she was joking about how she wanted to get from 1 million followers on TikTok to 100 million in the year, and the year's almost up. And she's like, it's kind of a bummer. And James Charles was like, what? Because 95 million followers on TikTok's not enough. And people started wanting, like, adults, like Trisha Paytas started calling her out over it and being like, what a brat. I'm like, she's 16.
What do you expect?
Don't even mean anything. It's just like,
I don't think she's saying she's not grateful. I think she's just saying she had a goal and she didn't.
Yeah, wouldn't it be cool?
And she's young. I've seen people on our platform on tech that had unrealistic goals that they didn't make, and they made the same kind of statement.
Yeah, exactly.
I expect more from them than I do somebody who's 16.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just
at least at 16, who even has a goal? They're just like flying by the seat of their pants.
You're just
like my son. Yeah,
you're watching the numbers going, wow, it's crazy. And then there's people are pitting her against different 16-year-old or different young TikTokers being like, do this and do this and do this. And it's a lot at 16. And now she's losing subs. She's gotten threatened. She's like getting death threats. And I'm like, who's sending death threats to a 16-year-old over some stupid shit that they said? And it's not even that stupid. It's just like, it would have been cool. I watched the video. I'm like, this is stupid. It's stupid. Yeah. And this poor kid's like crying on the internet being like, I don't understand. Like, she doesn't even understand what she did. And then Trisha Paytas is piling on. I'm like, get your life together, Trisha.
How dare you have a thought in your mind that you said out loud. Yeah.
How dare you even have feelings?
Trisha came to Tati Westbrook when Tati called out James Charles and Bi Sister. It's the same shit, except a younger teen. Because James was 19 when he got called out. And this chick's 16. Gross.
She was on everybody. I didn't even know anything about her. The first time I found out about her was not, it wasn't the X Factor. It was a show, and she was just talking about like how she talks really fast or something like that, and her personality. Trisha Paytas. She was on some show.
She's on a lot of shows.
And then somebody was like, "Oh yeah, she's a YouTuber," and I was like, "Oh okay." So then I started looking at her videos, and I'm like, "Huh." Okay, well, I guess it's entertaining.
Trisha has made her platform off of being messy. Yeah, Jake's baby cakes. It's just, I'm not cool with it when that's... I'm cool. If you want to target your messiness at Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star and other YouTubers your age, it's fine. But do not target your messiness at like 16-year-old TikTok celebrities. It's just fucking ridiculous. But Trisha's messy. She's gotten into a lot of mess with all different communities.
Yeah, like she just said, she identified as a chicken nugget. She identified as a black person. She identified as a trans person.
All the trolling. Like,
Luai, I don't know.
Like, identity is not something to troll over on YouTube. Like, you don't troll people. Anyway, and then she started doing full porn.
I identify as a Samsung phone.
I don't know what I identify as because I use all of the things.
Are you bi-textual?
Yeah, I'm
bi-textual.
Yeah, so
I know I'm a diehard Apple fan girl.
Yeah, and I always sat between the two of y'all. I had Samsung girl here, Apple girl here, and I was like, I use them all.
I use everything. I know you're like, we got the Huawei's, we got the this, we got the that. I just once I got into the Apple, I've been in the Apple realm
ecosystem,
way before there was an Apple ecosystem. When I was playing like The Sims and like,
girl, I was a Sims person too. Hours,
and Civilization back on the old Mac. Fuck, I loved it. So that Mac was really, even when we were in school growing up, we had Macs in school, and so it's what
can
I was.
Go back to
school.
Oregon Trail.
I had Oregon Trail. I loved Oregon Trail. I'm old.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Let me stop.
It's a TV show now. My kids are watching it. I'm like, what are you watching? And they're like, Carmen Sandiego. I'm like, what?
They changed her story around.
Like, yeah, it's not as fun.
Not at all. It's not all the same.
She used to be like an elusive, mysterious woman that you were trying to find around the world. And as you were doing that, you were learning about geography and cultures.
Yep.
And
I need
now
her to
like,
come back and teach me some things because my geography is all to be damned now. I'll just tell you that.
Remember how she used
like,
to
it was around the time of Where's Waldo was really popular too, and this was like kind of the tech version of that. Holler at Your Boy is like, I am so fucking lost. Sorry.
Oh, I was lost too. I just play along, you know, throwing a word here and there. Because I don't keep up with the drama on YouTube and all that shit. I'm too busy.
I know, and I have always loved keeping up with the drama, and now I get to like, now I'm just waiting for people to sue each other, which is terrible. I'm like, let's have a lawsuit so we can talk about it more.
Yeah, when you broke down, like, what does this mean in the court documents and why that's messy? I was like, explain
the shade.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, the rainbow apple.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. That's where I first played Oregon Trail. That's where I first learned that a CompuServe was the thing and you could get into chat rooms with strangers. What I didn't realize is that there was a phone bill attached to that. So when the $700 phone bill came to my parents' house because I was chatting in CompuServe chat rooms with strangers on the internet in high school, my parents were not pleased.
Yeah, we had a $500 bill. So you did way worse than me. You were just one person. It was me and my twin sister. We did $500.
All night. And that was before, like, before I met a boy from Canada and didn't realize long distance calling rates were a problem.
Oh!
You didn't buy those calling cards? Man.
I was just like,
oh, I can't buy the calling cards.
My parents.
Oh, I just can't get enough of different softwares.
Bisexual.
I like them all. Mm-hmm. Give me more. Flood my brain.
I mean, the Dex could change me. The Dex is a pretty cool thing. It is.
Have you been watching Eric's videos?
Cool, man. The Dex is fucking cool.
Apple needs to make a Dex.
Kill me now. She brought up Dex.
Eric is going to show up all of a sudden again in the chat. Yeah.
It's cool. The Dex is cool, you guys.
Catwoman's husband, Mr. Catwoman, has a question.
Hey, Mr. Catwoman. It's so good to see you, friend. How do I feel about it? It's been interesting. I think that because the community's so cool, it's been really fun because we just have more friends to chat with the same stuff we like chatting about. But I wasn't expecting to like be on other people's thumbnails and that YouTube videos would be made about things I said in YouTube videos, or that YouTube videos would be made about things I said on Twitter about somebody who I said things about in a YouTube video. It feels like social media inception. But it's fun. It's fun watching the community grow. It's fun creating more content. And I feel like as the community grows, I have more like, because y'all know, you guys have been around since back in the day where it's like, Emily, it's been 4 months. Where are you? Can you post a video? We're waiting for a video, please. And I'm like, I'm doing client work. So shifting into getting to do more content and just consulting and not as much straight up legal work has been amazing, and I'm so happy. I just love it. And having such a active community, good night, Rachel. An active community definitely encourages me to keep making content, because every day it's like, we have to talk about the new terms of service. We have to talk about this. We haven't talked about Johnny Depp yet. I'm like, I know.
So. Did you put on the ASMR of the Constitution yet?
Not yet. It's coming.
Okay. So this is a good point.
That is a good point.
iOS has better software for the visually impaired.
Yeah. I like that you can change. So just like I have the filtered lenses, I like that you can change the colors on the phone too. So you can change it to like a purple screen overlay or a blue screen overlay. I really enjoy some of those accessibility features. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I learned something new.
Yeah. Oh, I love that Echo of the Asshats. I'm legally blind and use my iPhone to see through the camera. Totally made because an old iPhone crapped out. So I got the 11 and then the 12 was released. You should have been listening to us. We would have let you know the 12 was coming.
Yeah, the timeline. Yeah, it was back. It was backdated a month.
Yeah, we knew.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what you got final.
Emma was saying, I remember waiting in line for the iPhone. Younger people would never be able to appreciate how revolutionary it was. It's true. I waited in line for like 13 hours for the 4 or the 4S, and then maybe ended up talking my way to the front of the line so I didn't have to wait anymore for my pre-order. Maybe just a little bit, but maybe.
Oh, see, we got both sides of the spectrum.
Yep.
That's more cow. This is how this would work on Eric's stream. You would have the people that would go side with them, and then I'd be over here talking about some import phone that nobody's ever heard about.
Yeah.
It's like, what is she Xiaomi?
And I'm like, how's that spelled? C-H-I?
No, it's X. So Huawei, does that start with a W? No, it starts with an H.
It starts with an H. Until the government's like, no more Huawei.
Right. For all the times they threaten, and then they finally come through. And I'm like, not damn now. It.
Right? Just when we actually need some type of diversity, it's like no.
So Emily, where are you sub-wise? Since I'm seeing this in the chat, road to 100K before the year is over.
This says 55.9 right here.
Wow.
But I could check. This is normally about 200 or 300 behind, so we're probably at 5,600 by now, I think. But there was a definite glitch last week when YouTube went down for a bit, and there's been some weird stuff in the algorithm. Things have definitely shifted in backend analytics for almost everybody I know. So we're just, yes, it'll happen, I think, at some point.
So where were you sitting at the beginning of this year?
At the beginning of this year, 3,000 something, but at the beginning
That's
of
amazing.
At the beginning of November, like at the very end of October, I have a couple live streams where I'm like, you guys, we're at 4,500 subscribers. This is amazing. So I was hoping by Halloween to be at 5,000 subscribers.
Hey,
that was my goal. So
are people going to shame you now? Like the Emilio? Oh,
no. I definitely have had some YouTubers that I love that I've gotten to have chats with in my DMs. It's been really fun. The community, especially when people came after me on Twitter, the drama community was like, oh girl, you got this. Like, this is kind of how this goes. This is what we know. People were very supportive. And I have generally always found that within creator communities on YouTube, there are a few outliers that suck, but the majority of creators are very supportive of one another, even when they do similar things on their channels, even when they have overlap in their audiences. And it's been really, really cool to see that in different spaces of the community and see the, like, the creators supporting creators. And I think that, you know, though without a crystal ball, and for those of you that don't know, it's fine. It's beauty community drama, but, and drama community, it's like beauty community drama meets drama community drama. But what I've seen is the community coming around to support each other because she's gone so buck wild. And everybody else is like, you know what? We've got you and we support you and we're going to make videos that we support you. And that's so cool.
That's a D-Mim. She's in a whole nother category of YouTube. You're not getting that. It's not a cheat code or algorithm thing. It's what she's talking about. It's just, that's what people, that's always been Emily's lane though. She's come and played with us in the tech community, but she's a legal girl.
Yeah.
I was so happy when you broke down GDPR for us on AZ Stream because I was like, I have a website. I need to do something about this.
Yeah. And I've always, like, legal has always been my lane. Tech is definitely one of my passions. What happened with my channel, really, you guys, is that I was talking about something that everybody else was talking about at the same time. And when I put out the resource for the legal, other channels started referring back to my video saying, oh, and Emily broke down what this lawsuit means because everybody wanted to talk about that lawsuit. So other channels started referencing my channels and were very generous, linked my channel, shared my video. And then the YouTube algorithm picked it up and it was just like, and then my videos were being shared out and the algorithm picked up that group of videos. And then they were trending on Google. And so when you would Google Tati Westbrook, I was coming up in the first like two Google searches for Tati, for Kanye, for all of those things. So it really did just, everything kind of picked it up at once. And then other creators started using it as a reference. And when people want to understand the legal stuff, I love being a reference to be like, no, this means this. So
I have something to admit. I feel kind of weird when people call you Emily Baker. I'm like, who's that? I know Emily D. Baker.
She's Emily D. Baker. We got to have the D.
Yeah.
Do we?
But I remember
yes, girl,
that
we do.
I remember that you were the first Emily D. Baker SDSQ everywhere. And now you changed it to the Emily D. Baker. What happened with that?
Yeah, because all of our links were bad.
I changed it from Emily D. Baker ESQ because some of the attorney advertising laws shifted and I knew I wanted to be in content creation more than I wanted to be in like full lawyer mode. So I shifted it so that I didn't, because I am licensed attorney and I do talk about legal stuff, I didn't want my handles to be an issue with attorney advertising rules. So Emily D, the Emily D. Baker is how it shifted because Emily D. Baker was taken and it's been taken for quite a long time. It's my married name and I didn't have social media as a district attorney really. So I didn't even think about handles and grabbing handles and stuff like that. So when I lost the ESQ, I needed to tack something onto it. So
So how do you feel about giving everybody the double D's? Because now you're the Emily D. Baker.
I am the Emily D. Baker. I mean, I feel like I've been rocking the double D's since I was like 13, so it's cool.
What are you double though, Catwoman? She's double D's, I'm double G's.
I don't got no doubles.
You're going to be double T's if you're not careful. We're going to just be like double T's. Double D's, double T's.
Eating all this popcorn, I'm...
No shade intended.
Straight to my boobs.
Worst things can happen. Yes, I have definitely seen myself.
I hope you feel better soon, Classy Mom.
Yeah. Classy, I know. She's got COVID.
Oh.
Oh, what?
She was telling us in the stream earlier today.
Oh, she did? Okay, I didn't know if she told anybody. Okay.
Yep.
So, no, that's what I was trying to explain. Okay,
Michael was saying she was waiting all night to share that line.
Yes, she was.
I was.
She was like, can we talk, you know, sexual talk tonight? I was like, oh, we're not monetized here, you know. me and Catwoman have our own channels and we're both monetized there. So, you know, we can have fun here.
We can say what we want on the unmonetized channel. I have definitely started feeling Eric's pain when he was like, no, my lives are demonetized immediately when they
mine
go
are too. Mine and I don't are allow too. Cursing.
Mine are too. It's started happening and I'm like, fuck. Seriously? Every single time. And it takes like 24 hours and they're like, you're cool again. I'm like,
yeah, after everybody's already watched it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes they're still running ads on it though.
Yeah. My last one was less than 24 hours though.
That's
so
good.
It was kind of good. Wednesday morning. They were like, you're cool again. So I just go in right after the stream and put in for, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've started doing that too.
Annoying, you put in all that work and people think that live streaming is just like, oh, you're just sitting there, you're talking. No, you got to look at the chat. You got to make sure you're engaging. You got to think about what you're going to say next. And, you know, especially when we've seen your behind the scenes videos where you're like pausing and everybody's like, there's a glitch. Oh my God, I need to refresh. And it's just you thinking like,
yeah, I can say that better. You have to think sometimes. Also, sometimes I edit really late at night and I'm like, behind the scenes look. Yeah. We missed one. It happens.
Don't drunk edit. I've done it.
And it's a lot of the stuff I talk about is timely, so it's just like it's timely, so I rather get look, it's not going to be heavily edited, it's not always going to be perfect, but I would like to get the information out so we can talk about it versus waiting and putting together a cinematic. Like my channel is long form content chats, that is what it is.
Yeah, and so, I like that. So I'm a weirdo. You know, I've been in love with your podcast.
We love you.
We all are.
As soon as you put it out, I loved your podcast. So I listened to it, and then we started doing the video. I would listen to the podcast, and then I would watch the video because I really like the podcast.
Thank you.
And then when you go live again, I'm there modding. So
you are there modding, and it's just there. It's been a lot. It's been a lot of Emily lately, but I had a couple friends that teach YouTube and have larger channels than I do. And we're like, you know, I've never seen the premieres work like that. I'm like, the type of content I'm talking about, people want to have a real-time chat about it because we're breaking down things that are complex and timely. So we'll get 3,000-4,000 people sometimes on the premieres wanting to have a conversation about what we're talking about. So it's unique to my kind of content, but also not a lot of creators when their stuff premieres are in the chats during the premiere answering questions, but legal's a conversation and I want to be in there talking too. I hate watching myself on video. I don't like hearing myself talk, but I like having the conversation with the community. And that's when we started doing the after parties to be like, look, we've got it. And that was with the Toddy Westbrook when we had 2,000-3,000 people. And then they were like, I've got more questions. I'm like, all right, let's do a live. Let's do an after party. And it just kind of happened. Wait, what did Michael say? Michael.
Okay, so yesterday we were on Eric's stream and we all gave these, you know, asinine, like, okay, if I get to this by the end of the stream, I'm going to give away a car. So I said, if I get to 2,000 by the end of the stream, I'm taking my shirt off. And so everyone's like, let's get Kimmy to 2,000 so she'll take her shirt off.
It was like shots for super chats. Oh, thank God we never threw that out there because we would have done it.
Oh, God.
We would have.
Yeah?
Yeah, we would have. Yeah,
unfortunately. So I'm noticing a trend that whenever Emily is with us, I eat. I'm sorry.
We're good. It was pizza.
You're talking about the last thing when she had the pizza. She was like, she presented it like, hey, here's what I have.
Look, man, it's so good. It's dinner time.
Emily, because we, you know, I'm on the fat ass diet. Michael said he was going to join me on the fat ass diet. Cinnabon ice cream from Breyers.
That sounds amazing.
Get it.
I will. I think I saw it. Did I see it on your Twitter or your Instagram?
Yes.
I saw it.
One of the two. Yes.
Look, my house has been, my mom doesn't watch the streams except on Friday. My house has been kind of cleaned up because my parents were supposed to come visit, but then we had the COVID scare with the kids and school and stuff. So now I can just go get all the holiday food in and just hang out on the couch.
If I turn this camera just an inch over, you're gonna be like, get off the stream and go clean your room. For real. But I want to show you something about the popcorn.
Yep.
So I'm just going to make myself big. So there was not one kernel in this popcorn.
Oh, yeah. He filters his popcorn, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a one kernel. It's so good.
Yep.
And so good.
I guess we need to repost the site and the...
Yes, repost the
link.
I need to put
a banner up. I didn't...
Need a banner.
Well, I had a banner, but we merged our stream yards.
Oh, so fair enough.
When we moved in together.
Yep.
When we moved in together, I didn't move all my stuff in.
We renewed our vows.
You guys are the best. We just moved all the stuff in.
Because it was funny. Michael's talking about he thought he was going to see the dance. I have a dancing ape super chat. I don't know if you've witnessed that. But Michael was like, are we going to get to see the apes tonight? I was like, no. That's so much. But I was like, I could dip over into my brand if y'all wanted to see that. But yeah. We
show everybody.
Where's Baby Yoda tonight, too? Like, where is the child?
Oh, yeah. He's laying down. I've been trying to... Have you ever had something delivered and, I'll pull this one up, for example. Okay, so this is the bobblehead thing. I have tons of them, Emily. They're everywhere.
I know you do, and I love them.
And so, when you get into these, and sometimes when they deliver them, they get beat up pretty bad, mm-hmm. and they'll have marks. So, that Baby Yoda that does all the talking, he has a black line across his lips. So, you have to use OxyClean to remove marks from dolls. So he has his OxyClean on right now and he's laying down.
He's getting cleaned up.
Yeah.
We have a copious amount of Star Wars shit coming to our house for the holidays. Oh, and some of it's already here and I am a child and I'm like, I want to open my kids' Christmas.
Did you pre-order the walking robot Yoda?
Yay!
I'm very excited. Look, we watched The Mandalorian. It has got to be one of my favorite Star Wars properties over and over and over. And I just,
yeah. I finally saw last Friday's episode.
Yeah.
Oh, well, really tomorrow, there's a guy on YouTube that he live streams at midnight when it goes live.
Oh, really?
And they watch it together. There's a watch party at midnight. Yes.
Word. I love that. I need to do that.
Wait, does he get taken down though?
No. He's like Star Wars. It's some kind of channel entitled Star Wars something. And okay. He doesn't show it. It's just a reaction.
Okay. They all started at the same time and chatted. And
mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's
LB, I don't know. I see your comment in the chat and I don't know what you're asking.
What did he say?
He said something about my badges on...
Emily, why don't you have your badges activated on Instagram?
Oh, the memberships? What? Do you have memberships?
What about...
On Instagram?
No. On IG. I don't know about IG.
I don't know.
Enlighten us, LB. What are badges?
Please. LB, I don't know what you mean. We love badges.
Yeah.
Look at Tech King Mike. He's going in. Can we get the 100? He's like, we got 51 likes. Come on, folks.
There we go. Thank you, Tech King.
This is so sweet.
We definitely, definitely, definitely need some of the likes. What else do you guys want to chat about? The child is having a spa facial.
Yes, he is.
I want to ask you about The Mandalorian.
Oh,
I have a question.
I have to get the child now.
Not this.
Did you just dip the... Where did she go?
To look at the child.
She could get the ears.
Okay, I think she gave me like a Baby Yoda kink because she's only worn the ear once. And I'm like, every week, I'm like, when is she going to wear the ears again? Where are the ears?
Ears.
And I'm like, not like in a fetishy kind of way, you know, just like in a, you look so cute in it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so my question about The Mandalorian for you. Last week's episode, when he was eating the egg, were you upset about it?
I mean, it was sad, but it's also like food chain. I know people were like, Baby Yoda, genocide. I'm like, but it's also food chain. Like, it. So no, I didn't get too fussed about it because he's...
Are you
creature.
Excited, Catwoman? I
put the ears. The ears.
He's just as excited to see y'all as y'all are to see him.
Hi, Baby Yoda. Hope you had a good nap.
He still has his OxyClean.
He's looking good, though. Yeah. The ears are so precious.
We look just alike.
Yes, exactly.
It came right out of you.
She just went right the fuck there. It was like, whoop. Gigi's son is like, I've been replaced. It's like, I'm sorry.
Oh, but he, because I stream all the time now, when we were talking about streaming earlier, literally, I stream Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because Michael said, how often do you stream? 4 days a week.
Yeah.
So by the end of the week, I'm drained. And he's like, are you going to see your fans tonight? Like, sir, I don't have fans. I'm not a big YouTuber. You can dip over there if you want to. She wants to share the super chat dance. I see it coming.
Oh yeah,
because so she's in my platform.
Yeah. So this is a lot of fun. So what she does? Well, she has a super chat dance. Whenever anybody gives a super chat, she has a dance. But somebody actually submitted a video of them dancing, and so she added them to the super chat dance. And so this weekend I'm gonna make a dance so she can add me to the super chat dance, and a whole bunch of other people are gonna start sending her videos of them dancing, and she's gonna start making super chat dances with people like dancing and stuff. It's mad fun. So
We were talking about the egg eating, and I see Book Nerdist in the chat saying yelling stop eating people's babies, and I totally get it. And my kids are like, wait. I'm like, yeah, kind of like chicken eggs though, guys. Like, we eat the eggs of other animals too. We do.
But everybody's like, this was the end of this was all they had left.
It was the end of their line. It was horrible.
Why'd you do that? You just made me think everything different now.
You're vegan. Don't worry about the chicken eggs.
And he didn't eat them all.
He didn't eat them all. But also, he's a creature and he's like, I want to eat. Like, he is still a child. Like, that kids do shit why would you do that?
He also ate the baby spider, right?
He did.
So, like, why didn't he eat the big spider? Like,
because it was so big. My son was so thrilled with those characters because they were in one of the Star Wars video games. He's like,
you took off your ears.
The fact that The Mandalorian has brought together like different Star Wars properties has been very
cute. Do you see what she just did? Yeah, you took your ears off. Bitch, put your ears back on. Okay.
She's got the flowers.
Yeah, I feel like it's overdone with the flowers. I gotta take the flower out now. Are you happy now?
The ears are fantastic.
I actually had taken a nap, so I had to whip my hair because I woke up like this.
Yep.
All right, so I'm gonna play the
Club and Mama made an excellent point.
Oh, yes.
She said they were on the way to fertilize the eggs, so they weren't fertilized yet. Excellent. Excellent.
And it's fake, people. Like, people are losing their minds. It's just entertainment. Calm down.
Well, I also saw
it was the last of her line. And
it had an emotional ring to it because it was television. But there was also a woman who was upset that the female Mandalorians had breastplates that actually were shaped like breasts. And I'm like, because women have boobs, yo. Like,
yeah, what?
I'm just
gonna tuck mine in. What am I supposed to do with
the fact that people were mad about that shit? I was like,
my nipples from an Audi to an innie. Like, what are you doing, man?
Anyway, damn.
This just turned into cleavage.
It just turned into all of us grabbing our boobs on the internet. It's totally fine. Save it for OnlyFans.
That's right. So we're gonna play the disco super chat dance, okay?
All right.
Only for y'all because we love
them. Yeah, you can play on both if you want to. They're
okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, cool.
It's so good.
So, the backstory to that is I call my members, all the people who donate, the royal house, because I'm goddess, you know. So yeah, that's when I do giveaways. A lot of people do giveaways based on, you know, random stuff. And when I do like gift card giveaways for $100 and stuff like that, I'm gonna give back to the people who have given to me. So
absolutely,
royal house.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna play the light super chat dance. The funny thing is that sometimes the people that are on the panel will be dancing in the middle of the super chat, and when it's over, you'll catch them in like weird positions. It's hilarious.
I love that. Oh, I love what you guys have created, and I love that we still get to hang out.
I know. Yeah.
I'm glad you hadn't gotten too big for us.
Oh, stop it.
We're just little channels, but you know.
Stop it. We are always look, man. We are always people.
Yeah.
We're always people.
Yeah. Yep. It doesn't. So we used to do our podcast for like 2 hours, but we've been going like between an hour and a half sometimes.
Yeah, we're definitely coming up on.
We don't get burned. I know you've been doing a lot.
We've been online a lot today.
We got another stream tomorrow.
Easy forgot to call time, and we like streamed for like 3 hours one wine.
That's what we're doing next week.
We're all drinking, and we're all just drunk, really.
Holidays, truly. We usually do the 3 hours, so being next week is right before the holiday, we're going to stream 3 hours next week.
Yeah. The fun part, though, is hanging out after the live stream, because the StreamYard still stays open. Remember when we used to do Google Hangouts?
Mm-hmm.
It would just stop right there. It would just end.
Yeah.
But like, you get to like hang out and just talk about, you know, whatever. Just catch up with everybody. And so that's awesome about StreamYard. I really, really, really like StreamYard.
I enjoy that too.
They've had a great platform.
I enjoy that too. Yep. Jake's Baby Cakes was asking if anyone had gift me. I have been gift. There are a lot of them on Twitter. I've been turned into Sia and a number of other things.
Oh yeah, I saw that one. That was hilarious.
They're pretty funny. So yes, I've definitely been gift. I don't know where they live, but I have been gift.
For all the times people said I made the facial expression for gifts, you've won already.
I mean, it's some of the catchphrases, and I think once again the Twitter beef kind of escalated that more quickly because it did.
I think I follow more like drama things sometimes, just to know what not to do in the future, you know. Like when the whole Twitter beef was happening, you handled yourself phenomenally.
No, you're good. I mean, here's the thing. I love my community. If I'm going to give attention or time or energy to anyone, I'm going to get in the lots of DMs I haven't gotten back to. I'm going to get into my text community and talk to people. I'm not going to spend my energy. And it's the thing I've seen people complain about the most with bigger YouTubers, especially people like Jaclyn Hill particularly stands out, is that people are like, she is only in her DM comments when somebody's saying something negative, and she only answers back to people saying negative. There's hundreds and hundreds of fan comments, but she's only clapping back at the negative ones. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not giving my energy. Perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not giving my energy to people who are going to come for me in a stupid way. But if you really bring up questions like, well, not even a lawyer, I'm like, or you're defaming me, I'm going to respond to that directly and keep moving, because I'm not going to fight with people.
Especially since you already did a lesson on what defamation really is. So that's why, like I said before, if you listen and you read, it makes sense.
No, people who just want to fight on the internet do not want to listen or read or understand. Here's my conspiracy speculation, since we're just all friends here.
Yeah.
I did my video talking about the different YouTube policies with harassment and talking about doxing.
Yeah.
The next day, Katie Joy was sending out emails saying, your videos are harassing me, and saying things very similar to what I had said in my video. I'm like, are you watching my videos and trying to formulate an argument against these other YouTubers? Because this is not your legal advice, girl. You've got a legal case. You're in multiple lawsuits. Get your shit together.
So I'm just a little bit confused. So her last name is Joy?
I think it's her middle name. I don't know what her last name is.
Oh, okay.
No, she calls herself Katie Joy without a crystal ball. And that's why everybody calls her KJ.
KJ. Okay. Okay. I thought it was like a, you know, like actual last name or something like
No,
that.
Her last name, I think, starts with a P. It's in the lawsuit documents.
Okay.
I
remember first, like, I didn't know anything about it. And then people were talking about it in the chat, and they were like, I don't like Katie, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, delete comment. Delete. Who's Katie? I don't know who's Katie. Why are they going after this girl in the chat?
You're like, no, you can leave them. It's cool. And it's just, I wouldn't have known who she was or who her channel was, but the Tati Westbrook lawsuit popped off. It caught mainstream media. We had all the legal documents. They were fucking shady. It was fun to talk about like the lawyer shade in all of it. Yeah, that's, I thought something like that. It was fun to talk about the lawyer shade in that. And then 10 days later, there's another lawsuit. And I was like, damn. And then Tati's lawyer is a litigator with a salty sense of humor who put all of the shade in that lawsuit too. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And it was then really- she kept going with deleting evidence and popping off on Twitter. And I was like, no. And so every day I'm like, no, this isn't happening. This isn't still happening. What is happening? This isn't happening every single day. Every day I'm like, no way. No way she sent a bunch of YouTubers a letter trying to deplatform somebody. No way. No way she's like, still doing this.
Instead, you need to pay attention to the emotion to not delete your shit, as you call it.
The motion to not delete your shit. That's exact. I mean, there's no more, there's nothing more clear than the motion to not delete shit.
Well, don't post it so you don't have to delete it.
Or don't be a garbage person and post all that trash.
Yeah, exactly.
That ship has sailed.
Sometimes you just have to step away from the keyboard or the phone, you know, wherever you post them from.
Look, I tell, when I work with people in lawsuits or potential litigation when they're really hot, I'm like, write it all down, put it all in a Google Doc. Don't ever send that shit anywhere. Just let it out. Just put it all in a Google Doc and leave it there. You can delete it later. Do not put it on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that can be used against you.
And I tell people that with like Google reviews and Yelp reviews too, because you can get sued over what you say in Yelp reviews. I'm like, write it in a Google Doc and then step away for a week. And then come back. And if you still want to say, they didn't treat me professionally, I was overcharged, this and that, you can. But if you want to call somebody like a psychotic piece of shit, you need to just leave that in your Google Doc.
Well, sometimes all I need is about an hour. I don't really need a week.
Yep. Same. You just need to get it out
for maybe 30 minutes.
The Google Doc is like a digital version of writing it down and then shredding it, or writing it down and burning it.
Yep.
Or I'll just call Catwoman and be like, I just need to vent about this.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we both vent about it and we're okay afterwards.
Yep.
It was great having you, Evelyn. We're going to close this out now.
Oh, it was wonderful having you. Weren't you like our first guest the first time?
She was our second guest.
Okay.
I was in there.
Well, who was first? Juan?
Was our first guest, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was the same week that your podcast went live and you put four of them out at the same time. And I just had my whole life there. I was like,
no. The podcast is getting renamed in season 3 in January. I'm really excited about it. So we're getting a slight tweak because it's not really businessy. Don't be a garbage person. I mean, really, it's not hard.
Yes.
And we're not talking about actual garbage men. But either way.
We're not. Because they actually, you know, benefits.
You're good people.
Outside.
And they add value to our lives, yes.
Yep. our trash guys in Southern California used to hook me up because they would see me like running in my slippers being like, I'm coming. And they'd be like, we got you. Like, is it really Thursday?
Here comes that crazy lady that's always out here in her
pajamas. In quarantine. I forgot.
The half naked lady from down the block.
Oh, I forgot to ask you about the robot. Can I ask real quickly about the robot?
I'm not rushing you up off of here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Okay. So, Emily, do you have a cleaning robot in your house?
Oh, wow.
Which one do you have?
My husband picked the Roomba i7, I believe, because the i9 still had glitches and it like self empties. The thing is, it goes through like 2 batteries to try to do the downstairs.
Yes. Yeah. So I just got one recently. I got the Shark one.
Yep.
And the cool thing about the bin with that one is that you don't need to keep buying the bags.
The things. It just dumps.
What I'm waiting for though is for Shark to come out one that does mopping, so that when it's done sweeping, it'll then do mopping. I know that the Roomba already has them like that.
Yeah, and we don't have one that does both. So
yeah,
yep.
No, it's not both. So basically, you have 2.
Oh, you have 2 separate. I want one that does both.
It's okay. So vacuum wars. You need to look them up on YouTube. They're amazing. They put so many vacuums head to head, and there hasn't been any good ones that can do both.
the only ones that have been the best is the Roomba one, and you just have them timed separately. Well, they don't time separately. They talk to each other. So when the one is done sweeping, it says, okay, I'm going to go and mop. And the best time is obviously to do it like when nobody's around, like midnight and stuff like that.
So, but we do them when we like, when we go out to the farmer's market and stuff on Saturday is when we run all of that stuff, because my kids still have to vacuum. So yeah. I still make my kids vacuum after dinner and stuff because they're learning to not have their food all over the floor now that they have to clean it up. It's fantastic.
Yes. So what I tell my daughters is like when the vacuum is like leaving, it's like, oh, where's it going? I'm like, it's going to go blow its back out.
I love the terminology she uses there. The LB leave.
It's not, okay. He did now.
I have Michael, you know, Michael sent me a DM about, you know, it's kind of different from people who order in Canada. Like it'll take some addresses and not others. You can't use a business address to have your popcorn shipped to. Oh. So, but I'll talk. Well, me and Michael figure that out.
Perfect. The chat is now talking about all of the emails that went out. And yes, you guys are right about all of the emails that went out. So
everybody has a robot.
I love the cleaning robots.
Yes.
Look, my car's a robot.
Yeah.
That's right. True. Yeah, it's all electric.
Yep.
LB's back. Michael, meet LB. LB, Michael. Let me stop. Yes. Michael is in Canada, LB, and I don't. I've
Michael wants popcorn.
Yeah, he has his order down to paying, and it's like, okay, zero shipping. Canada stuff. Will that submit, or does the in the store contacts him, or does he need to do something spectacular?
LB said they can call in the order.
Okay.
Sorry, Michael.
Yeah, I was gonna say, doesn't that, that's long distance, right? Either way.
No way. He'll hook you up. He'll hook you up.
It's fair. I love it. It's like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Oh, I forget there's an hour difference here. Yeah. It's only 7:30 there.
Yep.
That's the good thing about knowing somebody of the owner or something. You basically like get concierge.
Look at her. Yeah. She's like,
can we talk about the shout out from Casey Neistat?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
How cool was that? Well, I mean, I don't have much other to say than how cool was that, LB?
I don't think you can use box numbers, Michael. LB can confirm, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I thought that was
really
cool.
I don't know if LB knew that the shout out was coming or if he was just on Twitter going, oh, holy shit, Casey Neistat loves our popcorn.
Well, I think he thought it was, he sent it to him, so I think he knew it was coming.
Yeah. Alfie just likes to, you know, just spread the love, and it's like whoever says anything. So that was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Especially when you put them all on the floor. I was like, that's a really big box. As a matter of fact, I need a refill. So I gave my twin sister half of each bag.
You're so sweet. I'm so stingy with popcorn.
I regret it. I will never do that again. Sorry, Mia. I love
sorry,
you.
Sorry, sis.
You'd be like, what are your own damn popcorn?
Yeah. The vegans ones, they're really good. The flavoring
it's
is awesome.
So good.
I'm sorry. I need all the fat assness in mine.
Can I just say something hilarious?
Go ahead.
No.
Okay. No, you can't say a damn thing.
Of course you can say something hilarious.
So I was talking to Michael, and he said that he was worried because he's was doing Kimmy's fat ass diet, and all the fat's going to his thighs. He's like, it's not working. It's not working.
Results may vary.
Yeah, right? I'm like, yeah, you got to reach out to her so she could, you know, tell you what is it you got to do.
The full COVID diet.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, you guys.
He was at the basketball. Listen, am I the only one having issues with Twitter alerts on my watch? I need some.
I don't put Twitter alerts on my watch.
I know. That's why I can't talk to you, but LB might use them on his.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want Twitter alerts. I don't want to know.
I got DM groups that I need to hear from. So.
I mean, it's fair.
Yeah, it's Apple. They'll get it together. They usually have an update like right away.
Yeah.
So
I just got an update today.
I know, and they usually will, like, if there's something wrong, they'll put this out.
Ma'am, you might have to unpair and repair. Have you done that?
I just did that. I might have to start as a new damn watch.
Try turning it off and on. She's like, that's exactly it. That's the solution I would take too. I'd be like, fuck this one. I need to buy a new one. That's
oh, literally... No. I wasn't saying buy a whole nother watch.
Yeah, that's what
I
you said.
No. Did you, my last video, Apple offered me $10 for my Series 4.
Oh, no.
So, hail to the no. I will not buy a new one when the 5 and the 6 aren't that impressive to me.
The battery life is good on the 5. I like it.
Oh, my battery life is still good on my 4. I missed my white ceramic 3.
Oh, I love what LB said. LB said, I forgot that I sent it to him. You forgot that you sent Casey Neistat popcorn, and then now it's all up on your Twitter. Hopefully you've seen the orders come in. I hope that it has paid off. So anyway, thank you. Mine got here perfectly, LB. I appreciate it.
Mine did have a beating on the side, but it's still made it. Somebody wanted my popcorn. That's what I felt like when I saw the hole on the side of the box. I was like, were they trying to steal my popcorn through the box?
Yeah. Ooh.
Like if I put a hole right here, I could probably pull. When you put a big old sticker on the side that says Popcorn World, people are like,
yeah. People are gonna be like, that's the box I'm taking.
When I work, I can see outside in the street. And I saw the UPS guy stop. And I saw the logo when he picked up the box. I was like,
So that means he's getting alerts to his watch. Yes, he has set the mentions. And that's the way mine was set. Mentions and, of course, DMs. But I ain't getting jacked from Twitter right now. And I need that.
Yeah, LB needs to be on it when Casey Neistat shouts him out on Twitter for the popcorn. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. See, I feel like if I'm not aware, it's easier for me to say like, oh, I don't get alerts, so I didn't see the Twitter beef going down. But also sometimes it gives me a moment to step away and take a breath and not engage on Twitter and just be like,
I can't tell you why they offered me $10. This is the stainless steel one too. It's not cheap.
Huh. Try it. I would try it again.
No damage to the watch. Works fine.
Shady.
Yeah. Manzanas.
I don't like it.
I'll try again.
So we're going to sign off for real this time?
Emily wouldn't be on your live stream if we didn't sign off like 4 times. Like it wouldn't be like, we're going to go. Okay, we're going to talk. Okay, we're going to go. Okay, we're going to talk.
Yeah.
Stephanie, like, and thanks for that. Now I will think Toy Story every time I see her logo. I didn't even realize that was the same colors, but he's right.
Which one is it? Is it the by and large?
The little aliens on Toy Story.
Yeah, it is.
It's the claw. The claw. Chooses who will stay and who will go.
My kids used to call them Schwinkies. They're like, they're the Schwinkies. I'm like, where is that name coming from? But we still have some of those little toys around the house. They love those. I miss going to Disneyland, you guys. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You can go to Disney World and visit Catwoman whenever things get safe again.
I mean, I will absolutely be going. The kids have never been to Disney World. There were new cruise ships coming out. I was looking forward to it.
Yes. I did Super Bowl cruises every year. I just got back from this one when everything shut down.
Everything shut down.
That's the last place I went.
I don't have 4,000 square feet of home to share, but I will make this 1,900 square feet work for you.
No, we wouldn't put you out like that.
No. Nope. No, we would all run away and be like, hey, we got a hotel.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, bye. I'm going to the hotel with them.
Girls trip. Yeah. But it's been a while since we've cruised, and it was supposed to happen. And then, you know, we sold a house and moved and had a pandemic. But
I have an app called Zenti. And what it does is it turns off all the notifications and then you could turn it on back on again, and it'll tell you what notifications you missed at that time. And it doesn't show up. It doesn't even. So like when you put your phone on do not disturb mode, it's still in the notification panel. So when you scroll down, when you pull down your notification state, it still show up. But with Zenti, it doesn't show up at all. So like you legit like get to zone out for that however long you want to have it there for.
I like that.
Yeah.
Notifications piss me off. I turn most of them off. Michael was asking, does the Tesla have air-conditioned seats? No, it doesn't. It is the only thing our Ford has that the Tesla does not have. Heated seats, heated steering wheel, yes.
I have heating seats.
It doesn't have a kitty cooler.
No air-conditioned. What?
She said a kitty cooler. What? Kitty cooler. Kitty cooler.
Kitty cooler.
No. Oh.
She said,
but at least it'll make
a pussy cooler. But yeah.
Heated seats, yes.
when her cat comes in the room during live streams. I'm like, she's playing with her pussy, y'all.
It works. I have three of them now.
I mean, she has three pussies now.
Enough to go around.
One pussy's black, one's black and white, and the other one is blonde.
Orange? Okay.
There you orange, go. Blonde.
I saw them in your video about the shark vacuum.
Yes. Oh, yeah. What they all do now is they run and sit on top of the table, and they just watch the vacuum at night.
They're entertained.
Aliens.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys, this is Emily, and I'm Catwoman.
And I'm DG the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats Podcast. See you next week.
Bye.